3 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org from the App Store. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, and it's Sunday, April the 7th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge of Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're fighting on through all the various tests and trials of life that we are experiencing, and we pray that you are enjoying the program. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports, that's the number to call. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for someone up here again. You need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to whom God's given the power of intercessory prayer to join with me as we lift up the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Kim Person, we're bringing back here on Sounds of Praise. And we heard her earlier in the program. And the song that she broke it up with back then was More Than Enough. And this is Lord, We Lift Your Name.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Okay, we are playing the wrong song, but it sounds so nice, we're going to let that one go. Kirk Franklin and A God Like You here on Sounds of Praise. And that's going to be followed by Kim Person and We Lift Your Name.
Like you.
God.
There's no one like who paid the price. Who paid our price like you.
There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
7:16 here on Sounds of Prayer. Yeah, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter how negative the situation may seem, we're going to lift the name of Jesus Christ higher so that others may recognize him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So on this last set, we heard the Highway QCs with Saved and Sanctified, sending one out to Scott. John P. Key with Amazing Your Grace. Mark Lowry with What's Not to Love. Anita Wilson, Keep Doing What You're Doing. Kirk Franklin, A God Like You. And Kim Person, and We Lift Your Name. 7:16, the Sounds of Praise time. Time for us to get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise in our United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we lift up the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Tamala Mann, Kirk Franklin, and Take Me to the King on the When You Pray and When You Praise United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I tried. But still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Take me to the my heart's torn to pieces, it's my offering.
It's 7:27 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. Didn't hear from Michelle of Medford today, but we're going to pray for her anyway. Pray that God's going to continue to touch her body, give her deliverance from smoking, and strengthen her so that she might be able to get back to church. 7:28 here on Sounds of Praise, and we're praying for Michelle of Medford. We're praying for also God's blessing upon me and the Christian Challenge Ministries and our business enterprises. Seems like the enemy is trying to do all he can to disrupt, but we're praising God and trusting Him and asking Him to minister powerfully in us and through us this day and in all the other days that He has for us to live for Him and serve Him in spirit and in truth. We're praying for G. G needs God's blessing and protection upon her life. G, looking for God's blessing and protection upon her life. And we're praying for the LaVarity family. Hey, they lost a loved one. We're praying that God's going to bless and strengthen them in their time of loss. Look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach Your throne with thanksgiving. We approach Your throne with confidence. We approach Your throne with thanksgiving, Lord, because we know that You're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And even before we call upon You, You know our needs. And so therefore we come with assurance that You're going to work powerfully in our lives and then through our lives into the lives of others. As we receive Your blessing, may we be vessels through whom Your blessings might flow. So we bring Michelle of Medford, Lord, before You. Pray You would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for You. We pray, O Lord, that You would deliver her from smoking, that You would make ways and open doors so she might be able to get back to church. And we pray, O God, that she might be a source through whom Your blessings might flow as she tell others of the wondrous things that she received from Your hand. And we thank You in advance for all You're going to accomplish and all You're going to do in and through her life is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Asking for Your blessing, Lord, upon me and the Christian Challenge Ministries and our business enterprises. Prayer, Lord, that You continue to open doors and make ways what the enemy would erect to hold us back and stop us and slow us down. Lord, we're going to claim victory in those areas in the mighty name of Jesus. You're the one who's able to make walls come tumbling down. You're the one who's able to open rivers and streams and oceans so Your people could go through victoriously. And we're knowing that You're the same God who did all those wondrous things. As we continue to place our faith and our trust and our confidence in You, You're going to be able to do those things in our lives and through our lives as well, so Your name might be magnified, Your name might be uplifted, and many might come to call You blessed because of the blessings they receive from Your hand, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for G, who needs God's blessing and protection, Father, right now, we bring Your servant and we place her in the hollow of Your hand. Father, we know, O God, that in Your protection and through Your protection and by Your blessings and Your presence in her life, there's nothing too hard for her to accomplish, Lord, and be able to overcome. So we thank You in advance for all You're going to do in the life of Your servant. May her life, O God, speak for You gloriously, wondrously. May she have a tremendous additional testimony of the things she's received from Your hand. And may many call You blessed even in and through her life and through her testimony is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the LaVarity family, Lord, who lost a loved one, Lord, in this time of loss, we pray, O God, that You would minister powerfully. May Your presence go with them. May Your presence encourage them, those who are not saved, Lord. May these be a situation that will point them to You. And realizing Your arms are always open, may they find You, Lord, even in these troublesome times, as their Savior and as their Lord. And may many call You blessed even through this situation, and may the great and mighty things that You've accomplished, Lord, even through the loss of this loved one, O God, bring glory and praise unto Your name as many turn to You in these times of trouble, and may You be their source of comfort is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:32 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're also streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you immediately, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. Or if you wish, you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, DonnellyVB@Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as I receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. 7:34 here on Sounds of Praise. I haven't mentioned it, so many things going on here. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is a special Sunday in my life because it was on Palm Sunday, 1958. That I became a born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. So you know I'm not 1 or 2 years old. It's been a while, but that's good news. Not only because of the number of years, but that shows you that God not only saves, but he keeps, he satisfies, he meets needs. And so we're going to have a special Palm Sunday program next Sunday. Haven't really begun working on it, and a lot of things going on. But I think the title is going to be Rejoice in the Lord Always. I think the message of Palm Sunday is that because of the blessing that Jesus Christ had brought into so many lives, especially after the resurrection of Lazarus, who had been to the point of decomposing. Hallelujah. But yet Jesus, when he called him forth, he came forth as a whole individual. And people wanted to flock to see Lazarus, but these very wise gentlemen came and said, yeah, we want to see Jesus. And that's what we want the world to see in and through our lives. We want them to see the Jesus Christ who makes us the people that we are today in the world. So next Sunday, Palm Sunday, I believe our program is going to be entitled Rejoice in the Lord Always, because after the tremendous exaltation of him coming into the city of Jerusalem, there was followed the crucifixion. And it seemed like all hope was lost. Even the disciples were scattered and afraid and doing all kinds of other things. But God is saying, hey, listen, I'm the same yesterday, today, and I will be forever. And he promised them that he would see them again. And he certainly did, because on the third day, he was raised from death, and he became our risen Savior. And that's the God that we're going to exalt next Sunday and the following Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We haven't begun to work on that program yet, but we're going to be working on that. As soon as we know what we're going to do, we'll let you know as well, probably, hopefully, by next Sunday also. 7:36 here on Sounds of Praise. The group is called Committed, and the song is the group is called Kingdom, and the song is entitled Worship Him here on Sounds of Praise. 7:41 here on Sounds of Praise, and this is Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and Come As You Are.
But
In the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. This is what Sounds of Praise is all about. We're here to point others to the faith is available through salvation is available through the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that this is an opportunity that the Spirit of God is working in your behalf and working in your life and allowing you to come into that great salvation blessing that Jesus Christ alone can give. He came into the world. He lived that perfect life that we could not live. He died that sacrificial death that we could not die. But he died in our place. He died for our sin. And so therefore, on the third day, the Father was able to raise him from death, because death had no claim on him. And so therefore, through his sacrifice, we have forgiveness of sins. Through his resurrection, we have his eternal life, his forgiveness, his sanctification that sets us apart, that we might live the remainder of our lives for him. And if you'd like that to take place in your life this day, I'd like to lead you in prayer. There's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will accept you as his child, cleanse you from all your past sin, and strengthen you to live for him, so that your remainder of your life will testify the wonders of his salvation grace unto you. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've been on the outside of your blessings for far too long. I've heard the message of salvation and I've passed it by. But I send that this day is my day. Tomorrow is not promised to me. So I'm taking advantage of this day so that you might cleanse me from all my past sin. You might give me your strength and your direction for my remainder of my life. And allow me, oh God, to so live under your control so that your Spirit and your Word might lead and guide me and make me a light for Jesus Christ in this world. And I thank you for all you're going to accomplish in and through my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And when you do that, or if you've done it, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while on the air. I got about 14 minutes or so left before the program ends. And so I'll be here, so you can call me at the station, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. I can also receive by emailing me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to allow God to direct you as to what church he would want you to be in so you can continue to grow in him. We're not going to be selling your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off for some other day what you need to do today. Some other day is not promised to anyone. 7:48 here on WMFO in Medford. Oh, I guess we made it through. If you're just tuning in, we've had problems getting into the building last Sunday as well as this Sunday. Got that resolved this Sunday. And there's a new system here. And I thought I'd be able to just play the music and figure it out. And then I could log in all the music. But I haven't been able to figure it out. So, and there's no information here. There's a help button up here. When I hit help, it sends me right back to the very beginning. And where I got that part of it. I want to go beyond the beginning. But anyway, I'm going to figure it out. Or I'll come in here and watch somebody else do their program. And so next Sunday, we'll be better off and ready to go. However, God would have us to go. And next Sunday is Palm Sunday, and I'm going to have my special Palm Sunday program for you next Sunday, Lord willing. And the following Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, and we're working on that program as well. So, you stay tuned. Great gospel music coming your way here on WMFO in Medford through the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Shirley Evangelist, Shirley Caesar. And from the album Fill This House, and the song is entitled He Won't Fail You. If you just come to faith in Christ, you may say, I don't know if I can live this life. You're right, you can't. Neither can I. Neither can anybody else. But God in you, He will live His life through you. That's what salvation is all about. That's why salvation is more than religion, rules and regulations. Salvation is relationship.
I bring you good news that God will see you through, and He won't,
Lord, He won't
fail you.
Fail you. Mm-hmm.
From my childhood to right now, faithful friend of mine, mine.
God,
and He never failed me.
Failed.
Listen, trying times I've had, but my good always outweighed my bad, and He never,
God,
oh Lord,
failed.
You know what else? Listen, in spite of your circumstance, He's a God of another chance.
God, He won't
fail. Yes, sir.
Oh, no. Just keep the faith.
Oh, just keep the faith.
Never cease to pray.
And just stand on God's promises.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry no
and more. Don't you fret.
He's a God that will never leave you. So just take Him at His word. Man will make you promises that He cannot keep, but you know what I found out? That He won't,
God, He won't
fail you.
Fail
you. Listen, He did not fail my mother. Oh, when my father died, and He won't. I got one more thing. Last year I had pain in my back, and the pain was so severe, but you know what? He didn't fail me. Hallelujah. One day I looked around. The doctor said, on a scale from 1 to 10, so what is your pain? I said 0. He didn't fail me. Hallelujah. name.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church.
7:54 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise ministry. Like I said, plan to be back next Sunday with our Palm Sunday program. I think the title is going to be, where I wrote it down here somewhere, Rejoice in the Lord Always. So until next time, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word says.
Let the church
say,
amen.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response,
amen,
to whatever he said,
amen.
From the healing of your body,
amen,
to the raising of the dead,
amen.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen,
or how your world is reeling, let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the
whole church
say amen.
God has spoken.
church say,
say
let the church say,
say.